How you doing today? Is your favorite newbie podcaster, Tea Time, or any time on this very calm Thursday? So I see everybody has been watching Netflix in the new short film, Two Strangers at a Distance. It's a great show. It's a great movie. I have watched it. I was very intrigued by it, you know. Like, it's a good movie, but I was very intrigued. It was using a groundhog effect to show how many ways as showing yesterday that showing that a lot of ways that young black males die with in police reaction interaction, you know, it happened variationally, randomly, and so and stuff. So, I can relate to the movie. It's a personal experience. I have police interaction. I can relate to it. I can relate to it multiple ways. Yes, it's dangerous because you never know what their reaction or their steps of you know, taking once you get in that situation, you know, having a gun pointed at you. How y'all doing today? To speak on my experiences with the police involvement, my first one was in 2013. It was New Year's Eve. Me and a couple of my partners was coming from this party, running up the hill on a snowy day. We heard a couple of gunshots. Pow, pow. We was like, all right, we about to head home. Then 5 seconds later, like 2 minutes later, a police car slide up on us, stop all three of us, jump out the car, gun pointed at all three of us. We was lucky that day, I guess, because they could have shot us. They had a lot of by. Oh, it was gunshots in the area. We saw three random black males, and we could have did that, you can't justify that. It don't matter, you know. They saw us and pulled out their guns and stuff like that. So, my second police involvement was when two summers ago. This day was strange. I was sick. I've been in the house all day. And in the area, I heard a couple gunshots. I was sick. This was like I said, a couple summers ago. I was sick in the house, minding business. I was like, man, I gotta go get some Sprite. So I leave the house around like 7. Mind you, the gunshots happened earlier, so they happened around like 4:30, 5. I leave the house around 7 or so. Coming out, I'm about to give me some Sprite. Walking down the street to the store, you know, I get stopped a block away from my house. I have my headphones on and everything, listening to our music, you know, chilling, walking to the store like it's a normal day. And, you know, I'm thinking whoever heard the gunshots, that shit, they was gone. I mean, the gun, whoever did that, they was gone. So I get stopped. Police pull up out of nowhere. They talking to me. Oh, put your hands up. They handcuff me, sit me there, trying to talk to me. He was like, oh, we heard gunshots in the area. I was like, sir, I've been sick. I've been in the house the whole entire time. The gunshots was hours ago. I don't know why y'all pull up now and just randomly handcuff me and stuff like that. And I sat there. And, you know, they do the check and everything, and they let me go. I was like, wow, that's strange, you know. I expect y'all to pull up, you know, when y'all hear the gunshots, you know, when y'all in the area, the gunshots, but don't come 2 hours later and see a random black guy like, oh, he, you know, that's strange. It's, you know, that's really strange as fuck, you know. I don't really. And then the next time, it was, the next time I had police involvement was when they came up to the house. You know, I've been at work all day. This was like 3 months ago. When I was at the house, I just came from work. I've been in the house for like 45 minutes or so. And they come knocking to the door, whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, what's the problem, officer? They was like, oh, we heard a call about some abusive action going on over here. They said a random female name, like Charlene or Carrie. Did Carrie and such and such stay here? A random guy name. I was like, no, I've been at work all day. I just got here like 45 minutes ago, officer. And they was like, oh, we had got a call. And I sat there and asked them, like, who called in the call? You know, reporter, because I've been at work all day. And I know no females has been in my house and stuff like that. You know, so I'm sitting here questioning them. Like, oh, that's not important, sir. I was like, yes, it is, because y'all come to my house randomly and stuff asking about abusive thing, and nobody's been here. If I've been at work all day, I'm asking you who called the call in, you know, report, you know. They were like, oh, it's not abusive. I was like, oh, it's officers, you know. But sorry, you know, they was acting real shady or so. Yeah. A raid did happen at my house. It was non-drug related thing. I don't, you know, drug related, but that's what they feel like, you know. It was a raid about some other stuff. They raided my house and shit like that. But during that raid, a young kid got shot up the street from my house, up to 2 blocks away from my house on the other side of the park. And so I was kind of displeased because y'all come raid my shit on some bullshit. The person was never there. They never been into my house or nothing. They, you know, I felt like the police sometimes just want to kill for some odd reason. They just want to kill for some odd reason. I don't know why. It just feels strange. I don't know. They do like targeting us because they feel like we are a threat, but we are not really threats for real. I don't say as much as so, but.